This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That Ronald Acuna Jr., Mike, should head to Los Angeles to meet with doctors for the first of next week. He's expected to be cleared for lateral movement and quick start and stops, okay? Those bursts that you need in baseball. But that's going to determine the next step and the timetable for rehab start or assignment. So, in essence, he's going to go out there. They'll check him out. He'll get cleared, my guess. And then he'll start to do this part of the rehab. But, Mike, as far as him being where Spencer Strider is, which is, you know, down there with the Stripers in Gwinnett, at some point getting some real work in and some at-bats before he gets up here. Now, how long does that take? Are they going to keep him down there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 games?
Well, that's just it. I mean, what, you know, what if you come out there and he's raking and he looks good and he's making – that's the thing with him. I just – you know, at some point, he's not going to DH because Ozuna's the guy. You're going to have him in the outfield. But you just – you worry about him because every time now he runs – every time Ronald Acuna runs down a base path hard to beat out a throw,
you're going to have a
lump in your throat, right?
Yeah, you're scared.
But, I mean, but you can't put him in bubble wrap. It's go time, and at this point he's got to be – you just – and I shudder to say this because it's such bad juju, but you just hope that Ronald Acuna doesn't become Trout with the Angels.
Okay.
You know what I mean? What Mike Trout's become.
Look, it's a fair thing to say simply based on the fact that he's now had this injury. Again, you know
– It's two big chunks of two seasons he's missed.
And it's fair. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think his experience with the first injury will help him with this one. But, look, Acuna for life. You guys know. And I've been on this dude since 18 and telling you he's going to be a star and a stud and MVP, and he's turned out to be all of that. But I do agree with Mike that I'm very cautiously optimistic about how he comes back and exactly what he is. And usually, you guys know this, it's not this year. Remember the first injury he came back and he wasn't quite himself. And then the next year, MVP. This time around, is it going to be similar where he comes back? Hey, he helps the team, but it's not quite Acuna we know or we remember or we know what he's capable of. And then next year, boom, he's back to being that dude. I don't know, Mike, but I do agree with you that I'm thinking that way because when you start to compile these injuries – you know, and listen, you can only protect him so much. To Mike's point, unless you're not running him out there in the field and he's only giving you at-bats, there is a chance, hey, ball's hit, he goes to cut and go get the ball, and we've seen it before.
Yeah, I just shut it. As I said, I'm like, I don't want to even visualize it, right?
You can't say, hey, I'm not going to play him in the outfield. But he's young enough, Mike, that and still certainly capable and talented enough to do all the things they expect him to do.
But this goes back to, we used to talk about it, you know, because he did it the year before the last injury. It was the summer ball, the winter ball, I should say, you know, playing down in Venezuela. I just, hopefully that's over because he does not need any more wear and tear on that, on those wheels or anything else. But we need the spark. And to hear that Spencer Strider today was just absolutely dominant for the Stripers, as we said, I think you've seen enough. He's ready to go. And hopefully once, you know, you get these guys rolling, then maybe there's the bounce, the juice, the X factor, which nerds can't quantify with stats. All we know is there's no clutch right now. We left 12 men on base last night. The bullpen has not been great, but you can't ask this bullpen to have to cover six innings, or I should say 5 innings every game either.
Strider, 5 innings today, 5 1/3 to be exact. 3 hits, gave up 1 earned run, but 13 strikeouts. I mean, he's mowing guys down. And when you see the highlights, it's like, one, two, three, one, two, three. It's just like, that's what it feels like. And for me, the bigger thing, because the bigger concern is, okay, great. Where was his velocity? Fastball was about 95 to 97. He's back.
Okay. So, a little bit more. He's usually a little bit faster than that, but that's going to come, right? Or that's going to be it?
Well, 25 whiffs on 90 mile per hour pitches, or 90 pitches, should I say? Right. Like, you talk about him blowing by guys, right? That's the thing that we saw.
And they know what's coming, even though, you know, as you know, some kind of AAA players, they're in a holding pattern because they're down on the depth chart. You're just not that good. Not knocking AAA, I get it. But, I mean, it'd be great to see that he does that at the major league level, then we're off and running. And then all this stuff is going to be just a bad memory from the first 3 weeks of the season.
All right, let's hear from Brian Snicker, by the way. Last night we talked about Austin Riley. And, again, this isn't on him. I mean, he's not the only guy. It's just when one of your best hitters comes up with the bases loaded, not once but twice, you go, we're going to get something out of this. And Snit's supporting this. You know, Snit, he's never going to get down on these guys, nor should he. But here's what he said about Riley.
You know, I mean, it's baseball. It's what, you know, it's I'm sure nobody feels any worse about it than he does, that's for sure. But, you know, he showed some signs of life tonight with the homer and then a sharp single. And, you know, you just got to keep wanting to be in that moment that you know, up there. You want to be up there with the bases loaded. It's not going to work out all the time, but you want to put yourself in that position.
He's right. And if I told you right now, hey, starting the game, bases will be loaded, Riley, you're going to be up. He'd be like, give me the bat. He'd love that opportunity, but he didn't come up, you know, big last night. Here is Riley talking about, you know, staying, you know, the team, that is, staying in the game. But those big moments, Mike, are the difference makers. That those are the series winning moments that we haven't had enough of.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were right there in the ballgame the whole time. And you know, I thought we had some good at-bats. And you know, I thought everything went, you know, pretty well other than, you know, my two at-bats, you know, bases loaded.
Yeah, the fast, it was a sinker, by the way, 93 mile an hour sinker. It was middle in, right in his wheelhouse, literally. And that's what he took for the home run. So it was a 2-0 count. So that's the thing. I mean, the Phillies, we've talked about, you know, where they are coming into this series. Their bullpen can be as shaky at times as ours.
Yeah. It can be. As we speak, Mets are playing fairly well. Hate to say it. Phillies obviously are here, and they are in first place. We remain in last place in the Eastern NL East, should I say. And then you look around the National League, guys. Cubs are playing well. Pirates, or the Padres, should I say, continue to play well. And Mike mentioned the Dodgers. They're 10-4, but the fact of the matter is they're a half game back but behind the Giants and the Padres. Giants have played one less game. Either way, like, everybody comes back down to earth, but at some point, Mike, you start to realize who might really be good this year. And, you know, we're only, what, 11, 12 games in?
Yeah, I mean, it's early days. You said it earlier, but it just, when you look as bad as they did, we get it, to be 0-7, and now, look, there's nobody out there listening and said, hey, yeah, the Ravens will be 2-9 through the first 11.
Sure.
Hey, long season. Get straight. But it is about Albies, and it's about Riley and all these guys, and Olsen being consistent. Like, these guys are paid big loot. You know, we've locked up the position players. You know, I always bellyache about the pitching. Hopefully they'll add some more pitching before the deadline. But these guys, man, and Murph, we talked about Murph coming back, and what a great return that was. If he can be – imagine if Murph's like a 260 hitter.
That'd be great.
Now, it's not what his baseball card is. His baseball card's about about 230. But, I mean, that would be something. But it's just you need a spark, and that's one of the things we had in our conversation here next in the 6 o'clock hour with Paul Byrd, that he agrees. You need something kind of a focal point to get around.
Yeah, and we hadn't talked a lot about Marcelo Ozuna, but, man, he's on base a lot right now.
A lot of walks.
He's on base a lot, and that's good news. We just need more guys to be getting him home and, more importantly, you know, knocking runs in. And, again, not just Austin Riley. 404-726-0929 is the number. It's also our text line. You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And, of course, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. This hour is brought to you again by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Hey, man, over at Augusta today, obviously the weather conditions are perfect. We were talking about Justin Rose, and he's been pretty perfect himself. 12 guys. He's at 6 under as he's going towards 15, the par 5. The big story, everybody who's bet on Scottie Scheffler, he had the shortest or the lowest odds to win this thing. He is at 4 under today, and there's a bunch of guys that are making some hay. And we'll see what Rory can do, because he's still, Carl, got half the golf course to attack. And we'll see if he can make some noise and get up there amongst the leaders. But it's been fun. We were watching during the commercial break some of Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Some of the big par 5s, Rory hit a ball, I think it was, 343 yards. And outdistanced DeChambeau on that, on one of the par 5s on the front nine. But it is kind of interesting. Dustin Johnson, another country heard from. He's at 2 under right now. Remember a lot of the guys we haven't seen because of the whole LIV Golf thing?
Yeah.
And who was the name that, Commissioner Gordon yesterday. He says, I like that Fleetwood. That's a cool name. Thinking more like the Cadillac. Not knowing that he's a British guy with a mullet who rarely wins anything. He's at 2 under. John Rahm is at 2 under. So Keegan Bradley's at 2 under. He had the hole-in-one with his kids, of course, at the par 3. I always say to Carl, talk to your doctor. See if Zalatoris is right for you. He's at 2 under right now. Sergio Garcia, he's here. He's at 1 under. Spieth, he finished at 1 under today, and it was kind of like birdie, bogey, basically all day for Spieth today.
It's going to be interesting, man, to see if the guys that played well today can maintain. And you know this. I mean, somebody's going to fall off. You got to fight through some of this stuff. But it's been a good first day, man.
I don't know if anybody asked Colin Morikawa about his final 4 holes. Bogey, bogey, par, bogey.
Well, he won't have to worry about doing any interviews, yeah, Mike.
I wouldn't be funny that he comes in the interview room and all the media turned their back on him. If you didn't hear the story, he was kind of sounding like a little petulant that, well, I don't talk to you guys all the time. You know, you ask me questions and stuff. It's like, come on, dude, what are you talking about? But yeah, Morikawa finishes at even par, and at one point he was at 3 under, so not the way to finish for him. I'm trying to find the guys you want to know about. Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
He's at 1 under at one
Brooksy!
Point. He was 3 under, so he's kind of bouncing all around today. Johnny, one of the best names in golf, Johnny Vegas, finished at 3 under today.
That is a sweet name. That
good
is.
Name, man. And Phil Mickelson I'm going the wrong way. Green number means bad. 3 over for Johnny Vegas, 3 over for Phil Mickelson today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not in the red. They're not in the red.
Nope. It's the bad number.
Well, you know what? And listen, Phil has had a great run and a great career. He's another guy, like, he's still playing, but he's never going to win again, right? Well, he's not going to win another major, is he?
Right. Finally found Rory. Rory's at 3 under. He bogeyed 8. Back-to-back birdies, 8 and 9. And now he's at Amen Corner, so he's just playing 11 as we speak.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So we'll see if Rory can make some hay on the back nine.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.